Simply Abundant Intuitive Hour, for overthinkers who are finally ready to move from their heads to their hearts for more connected relationships and a fulfilling life. Here's Tracy Crossley.
Greetings, how y'all doing? I am back again with another podcast, and this is number 348, and it's about how rules rob you of happiness. Yes, they do. Absolutely. Rules are important, of course, for your safety and society's safety. You know, do not cross the street in front of a bus. Be mindful of the train. Do not harm others physically, please. And obviously, try not to do that, mentally and emotionally as well, right? But the thing is, in terms of purposely harming is what I'm talking about here, right? We don't want to harm people purposely. So, of course, these are learned as children, these type of rules I'm talking about, where you don't talk to strangers, don't throw food at people, don't trip people walking down the street, you know, that kind of thing. And that's okay in terms of, again, safety, physical safety. But you probably also had rules in your family and rules that were spoken or unspoken that were told to you or that you, by observing, figured out, right? Like, ooh, better not do that. Oh, better do this. And this was, whether it was school, family, relationships, so on and so forth. So you could actually sit here for a second and go, I'm going to spend a little bit of time noticing all the rules in my life, because I guarantee you probably got a ton of them that you never, ever acknowledge, you know, that you're never paying attention to because it's on autopilot, right? It's like, absolutely, there is probably a multitude of rules that operate in your existence that you've never noticed or never pointed out to yourself. And by the way, labels are a version of rules. Entrepreneur, working mom, I'm gluten-free. I don't know why I'm using that one lately, but anyways. I'm keto. I'm intermittent fasting. I do Weight Watchers. I don't know. Anything, really. When you meet somebody, you're introducing yourself to somebody, and you don't say anything. Like they say, tell me about yourself. Well, I'm a working mom, or I'm a stay-at-home mom, or I have this business, or, you know what I mean? Like, we give ourselves these labels, and within those labels are rules. You ever notice that? Like, let's say you're a stay-at-home mom. You have certain rules you abide by without even realizing you have rules under that label. So you believe by following those rules of that particular group that you have a roadmap to how to live your life. Like, that gives you a map. Like, oh, okay, since I'm this person, I know how to engage and what have you. So all of these rules, as you can see, like, I keep pulling them out of everywhere, right? They're everywhere, everywhere. So why do we seek rules aside from the safety and the societal norms? Most people, I would say a large majority of people, seek out rules because they don't trust themselves. Yeah. You don't trust yourself, so a rule should apply where I don't trust myself. I can't trust myself to do the right thing in whatever the situation is, so therefore, I better make a rule about it or have a rule or all hell could break loose. Because your bigger fear is, I don't want to be out of control or step into the unknown where it's totally unsafe and scary and not know what's going to happen there. You don't want to do something wrong and face the judgment or the punishment or whatever it is that is your worst fear coming true. Right? It's better to follow what someone else has laid out, or like the rules of the group or the rules of the family or the rules of whatever it is you're afraid you might be excluded from if you don't do the right thing according to the rules. Of course, it's about the rules still. It's not even about your own personal happiness. And that is a completely different topic. So when you break a rule, look at what you're doing. Like, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore. Whatever that rule is. Okay. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do something else. Did you just adopt a new rule? Right? Did you just go, oh, shoot, I just traded one for another. Oopsies. Right? So let's say if you're against online dating but decide to break your rule to be more open and go, well, maybe online dating is the ticket. And maybe your new rule with the online dating is that you'll only talk to people who reach out to you first. You got a new rule, right? Or I'm only going to do online dating for a short period of time. Or I'm going to only give online dating, whatever it is you're willing to give to it, right? And then you got to look at, did I just put a rule down? And you can tell because it feels like a wall. It feels like an object you're hitting up against physically and emotionally. So just be aware of that because rules create a limited way of life. They always do, and they will. It is hard to start trusting yourself and be in the moment and not have a bunch of rules to apply to your life. So when you listen to rules about what you should and shouldn't do, you miss out on your whole journey of living, experiencing, and allowing. Instead, you live in your head probably more often than not. So an example, which is basically a laundry list of rules. I need to wait for someone to smile first, and then I'll smile, right? All men should open doors for women. I have to be in bed by 8 every night. And by the way, I took these from real people. Okay? They're not my rules, by the way. I only eat organic produce. I always order salads with dressing on the side. I only wear one brand of yoga clothing. I only golf at certain courses. I have to work a 9-to-5 job. Otherwise, I'll be broke. I will only date someone of the same race or the same culture or the same height or different heights. Oh, yeah. Nope, you're too short. Nope, you're too tall. I mean, honestly, look at your rules. Preferences are okay, which is a whole other podcast, because it's good to know what you like, but a lot of our preferences aren't even set up in the present moment. A lot of our preferences go back to childhood when we made a decision like, oh, I don't like canned peas. Well, if I had them as an adult, which I've stayed away from because I can still remember the taste of them disgusting me, I don't eat canned peas. Is that a rule that's going to limit my life? No, I'll eat fresh peas. So it's not limiting my life. Anyways, the stringent rules that you follow without questioning when something else may suit you just fine are what you miss out on the other things that might just suit you. You dismiss something outright because it doesn't follow your rule. And what that does is it keeps you in a really, really limited place with yourself. All right, call to action. Rules are rigid and limiting. When you learn to trust yourself, you don't need them as a crutch. It's true, it's true, it's true. All right, I have a client story, which is good because it's not a Tracy story once again. I feel like I've been sharing a lot of Tracy stories, so let's go to Elizabeth. That's what her name is today. So Elizabeth wakes up at 6 o'clock every morning, and even though she doesn't have a job, it gives her a sense of security. If she oversleeps, she panics. Even though nothing bad is going to happen, she freaks. She has to eat breakfast every day at 8, and it has to include coffee and an egg. Yes, rigid, you betcha. Absolutely. Most of us don't see how rigid we are. This person here that I'm describing, rigid. One of the things that she does is she watches the news throughout the day, but that's the only thing she allows herself to watch. She will not watch anything mindless or fun or do anything mindless or fun. She'll only socialize on the weekends and not during the week because she needs her downtime. On the weekends, she'll only go to certain restaurants and doesn't want to be out for more than 4 hours straight. So the thing is that, you know, she doesn't have a job, but she does do kind of her own business, I guess. You know, she does some kind of design or whatever. I'm not quite clear, and I, you know, don't want to give any details away on that. But she does fit that in, right? So socializing on weekends is okay, again. But during the week, she needs her downtime. And so on the weekends, like I said, she's not going to go to certain places or certain restaurants or, you know, anything like that. And she'll only go out for about 4 hours at a time. Like, she's that afraid of what happens if she goes 4 hours and 5 minutes. Or she's afraid if she has to go to those restaurants, she might be subjected to eating something that she absolutely doesn't want to eat because she's already made a judgment about that restaurant and it's no way, no how, not going to do it. No, I've been there twice and both times I didn't like whatever it was that she ate. And so she's just written it off, right? So she will not do these things. She has a ton of rules around dating. She's been single a really long time. And she's kind of angry about all of it, by the way. So the deal is, none of these rules are based in happiness. None of them are based in happiness. She is not having a rule for happiness. She's having a rule because she doesn't trust herself or trust life. So going back to her childhood, she didn't have structure as a kid, so she feels a sense of safety in these rigid rules. But she never questions these rules or why they apply. This is the problem with rules. You just keep slapping them down and you don't even have an inkling of what is it I'm trying to protect myself from? What is it I'm trying to keep myself safe here? You know, what's the reason for keeping myself safe here? So she doesn't know why they're important to her. And when she breaks them, she goes into a panic because she never breaks them on purpose. She breaks them accidentally. Oh my God, I can't believe, I'm serious. Like, she's been out longer than 4 hours. She starts to go into like this fidgety, nervous place about what she's doing. So she doesn't know how to trust herself or life, like I said. So this is a problem for her. So what's the happy ending? Well, I've been working with her on her rules and challenging her to question them and why she needs them and taking action. Yeah, she still has a hard time going there and panics whenever I bring it up. Doesn't like to talk about it, but it is one of the biggest things we're working on with her is that she fears who she might be when she's questioning her rules. Like, it makes her feel like she doesn't even know who she's going to be. Her rules help her to identify herself in a way, which isn't a true identity, by the way. It's a false identity. It's a safety identity, if you want to even call it that. It's a facade. So she starts to take tiny steps with these rules, especially the ones that don't make any sense, and she doesn't even know why she had them in the first place. And the goal is to learn that a world isn't going to fall apart if she breaks a rule. And that's the truth, is that it's not going to fall apart. It's that she, and well, let me take that back. Her world will fall apart in terms of her perception in how these rules were applied because they don't apply anymore. So in a sense, your world does fall apart when you do that kind of a thing. But she's doing it slowly and she's not losing her mind so far. In fact, she's starting to feel better. And so she's starting to feel like she could possibly take on bigger steps when it comes to her rules, especially her rules around expressing herself. All right. Call to action. Rules are rigid and limiting. When you learn to trust yourself, you don't need them as a crutch. Right? Right. Okay. Why is this important? You can't have new experiences with a shit ton of rules. It's just impossible because they limit you. There's no way. It's like you're living inside of a box. Okay? Rules exist when you don't trust yourself. So it's important to address the root of the problem. Trust. When you allow life and you live in the present moment, you make choices that come from your heart. It's true, it's true, it's true. Choices made according to rules are fear-based. They're constrictive and not expansive. And you can tell. Because what starts to happen when you start trusting yourself and you go, okay, I'm going to break that rule, you start noticing, I lived through it. It wasn't so bad. I handled it. I'm okay. Yeah, you start to find that, okay? So I know what you're thinking, though. What's wrong with structure? Having rules and a schedule is a good thing. If I don't have rules, how will I know the difference between right and wrong? How will I control what happens in my life, including how I'm treated? Well, if you release your tight grip on the rules, you may find a better way of doing things. And happiness isn't built on rules. It's an artificial means of staying safe. Abso-frickin-lutely. And how you're treated, by the way, is how you treat yourself. So if you are a rigid rule person, people are going to be rigid with you. People aren't going to be warm and inviting you in because how can they? You're rigid. And even if they say, oh, I'm inviting you in, and then let's say you go, oh, okay, you've been rigid and I'm rigid. Now you're not rigid. Like, that's a whole mess right there, right? In terms of how other people show up in your life and you're judging them and really they're a mirror for you. And that's another podcast. But the point is, when it comes to rules, having rules doesn't help you. Having trust of yourself that you're going to be okay no matter what the situation is because you're going to choose yourself and being kind to yourself, it's a whole other picture. All right, I got 3 tips. Number 1, pay attention to statements like I only or I should. When you say these things, ask yourself why. What is the reason behind it? 2, see if you can take one of your rules and get deeper. What is the motivation behind it? What are you afraid will happen if you break it or if you don't put a rule in place to begin with? 3, take a small rule and break it. Don't ask for dressing on the side. Go somewhere that you have a rule about not visiting, like a church or, I don't know, going to a hockey game or doing something that anytime somebody asks you to do it, you're like, do it and see what it is that you're fearing. See what it is you're trying to avoid. You know, see that it's not so bad, or maybe it is that bad, but at least trust yourself to go through the experience of it. That's the point. The experience of it. You know, spend time with someone who doesn't fit your criteria if you're dating. Just see what happens. See that you're still okay. Hey, I'm still alive and breathing at the end of the date. Okay. Just break one of your rules and see what happens. All right, recap. Rules create a limited life and are used as a crutch when you don't trust yourself. Instead of blindly following rules, pay attention to your shoulds. Is there a reason for it? Trust is built by doing, so start by breaking small rules and then graduate to bigger ones. Possibilities open up when you let go of rules and allow life to happen. Call to action. Rules are rigid and limiting. When you learn to trust yourself, you don't need them as a crutch. You have a universal right. You have the right to keep creating rules in your life or explore why you have them and then start to break them and see what opens up. Two related podcasts. I've got Single, Throw Out the Dating Rules, It's Time for Real, and Journey of Attachment, Isn't It Too Soon for That? Yay! So hey, if you've got time and you want to up-level your experience of yourself, I highly suggest you do my 30-day video program. I'm bringing it up again because somebody said I should mention it all the time because I should. I get messages all the time from people who have taken it and they're completely amazed with the results. And not to sound like an infomercial, but seriously, I think that's amazing. Like, it blows my mind that people are having such great experiences with it and finding so much out about themselves. It's amazing to me. Totally amazing to me. So that is something that I wanted to share with you all because I think it's really important. If you're listening to my podcast, you've been listening for a long time and, you know, it's making changes. And I hear from people all the time because, hey, these things are fucking valuable. I know what I'm putting out there is something you can apply and you can change your life with. Absolutely. It takes longer when you're doing it on your own, but you can do it, right? And so I don't want to talk anybody into taking anything, but in case you didn't know, I do have a 30-day video program that is all about healthier relationships, becoming healthier with yourself. It's an emotional cleanse for healthier relationships is the name of it. And if you want to even take it a step further, in May, I am doing my avoidant group once again. Yep, another 10 weeks. And let me tell you, the first group that did the 10 weeks, blown away by those results too. I mean, I just was in shock. I'm not going to be doing one-on-one coaching anymore as far as offering it because I am full with clients myself. And when I start accepting clients again, I'm going to be pricing myself out of the ballpark. And I'm basically going to have my coaches available if you want one-on-one coaching, or you can take one of my courses. But my whole point is putting as much value as I do in the podcast into everything else that I'm offering so that people can afford to make changes to their life and not break the bank. And that's pretty much what I'm looking at. So I just shared my whole philosophy for some freaking reason. I don't even know why. I'm like, hi, I'm rambling. All right. So I'm going to go with that. Oh, if you have questions, podcast@tracycrossley.com, send them there and they'll be answered on Facebook Live. Okay. Done rambling. Letting you guys go. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
To find out more about Tracy and her podcast, visit tracycrossley.com. That's where you can sign up for her newsletter or a discovery session. The website again is tracycrossley.com. Thank you.